Lesson 114, Lazarus and the Rich Man. Message: we want to focus on our eternal life more than our earthly life. Learning objectives: the children will learn how only after the rich man entered eternity, he realized his earthly wealth was not important. Independent of earthly riches, we want to live our life with God. Bible text, Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. Jesus told the following parable to some Pharisees. There is a rich and respected man who lives in a beautiful house. The man can afford the best clothes and food. At the rich man's door, however, lies a beggar who is full of sores and very hungry. The rich man knows the poor man well. He knows him as Lazarus. Lazarus hopes that the rich man will give him something to eat. He wants to be fed with just the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. The rich man does not worry about Lazarus. He does not even look at him. One day, Lazarus dies, and the angels carries him to heaven, to Abraham's bosom. Not long after that, the rich man also dies and is buried. Something very different, however, awaits him. He had to leave all his riches and all his goods on earth. The man that was once so rich finds himself in terrible suffering. He sees Lazarus, who sits in Abraham's bosom. He calls out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me." Abraham answers, "Remember what it was like on earth. You had all one could wish for, while poor Lazarus had to suffer. Now he is comforted and you are troubled. Now there is great gulf between us, so nobody can pass from here to you." Only now does the rich man realize his big mistake, but it is too late. He continues pleading, "Father Abraham, I beg you, for I have 5 brothers. Please send Lazarus to warn them so that they will not come to this place of torment." Abraham replies, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." The rich man replies, "No, Father Abraham, they will not hear them. But if someone who has died goes to them, they will repent." Abraham answers, "They know Moses and the prophets and should listen to them. If they do not want to listen to them, they will not be convinced, even if someone goes to them from the dead to explain it to them." Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise and fancy dress, a chair, a table with bread, food, wine, and Abraham's place. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. How does the rich man live? Possible answer. The rich man enjoys all the luxuries of this earthly life. How does Lazarus live? Possible answer. He is poor. hungry, and covered with sores. How does the rich man treat Lazarus? Possible answer. Even though Lazarus is lying at his door, he does not worry about Lazarus. What happens after they die? Possible answer. Lazarus is carried up to Abraham's bosom. The rich man suffers in torment. What does the rich man plead for? Possible answer. A drop of water. Lazarus cannot help him because there is a gulf between them. What does the rich man ask Lazarus to do? Possible answer. To warn his brothers to stop focusing only on their earthly riches. Have the children repeat. In eternity, the rich man realized that his earthly wealth was not important. Independent of earthly riches, we want to live our life with God. Real life application. Explain the following. Our future in heaven is not dependent on whether we are rich or poor on earth. It is important that we use our life on earth to prepare for our eternal life. Those who treat their fellow men in compassion can also count on God's compassion. How do we show compassion? Possible answer. Do good, help, comfort, pray for one another. Repeat the message. We want to focus on our eternal life more than our earthly life.